Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
Are you sore today?
I'm sore today.
My hammies are like barking.
Yeah,
not like Georgie barking too. Not like Baron like growling. It's like Georgie like Georgie seeing a FedEx truck barking.
Oh, that's legit.
I know.
I mean, she's like trying to gnaw
those deadlifts or something. I don't know what. I don't even know the lingo. I've been doing this for almost a year, and I'm like, what is this again? Is this a barbell or just a dumbbell? What is this? But you asked me the Sanskrit or something. I'm like, I got it.
Right. Right. But gym lingo, no.
I'm like,
no, what is that?
Where's that muscle? Yeah.
No, that's, my hamstrings aren't so bad today. It's the chest. It's always my chest that anytime we do anything, it's like, oh, really? Okay, we'll just shrink back in real tight. I'm like, no, open up.
Come on. Pull it back.
I've been trying to sleep more on my back to, like, open up my chest. Yeah.
I thought of you this morning.
The hardest thing I've ever done. Because, like, I'm naturally, like, a side, like, fetus sleeper. Like, I'm so tight and curled up, which isn't helping the fact that I have really, like, tight pectoral muscles.
Right. You're in a tight little ball.
I'm just always tight in a ball. And I've been trying so hard. So, like, I can notice if I'm starting to roll over and I'm like, no, go back. But then I realize I don't feel like when I wake up that I'm sleeping as solidly as I normally would. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if mentally I'm just like, you don't sleep good on your back, Shannon. Don't do it.
Or if I'm or maybe just like, maybe you are. Yeah, maybe you're just telling yourself like that wasn't comfortable. But yeah. I woke up on my back this morning. I thought of you, and I was like, I mean, like literally, like it was really funny. Like I felt like one of those like people. Like my head was like here.
Am I in a princess
movie?
Sleeper?
Yes, I'm a movie. I was like, is Bradley Cooper like laying next to me? Like I'm in a movie right now. But no, it was just Landon. And but I felt like, oh, okay. So you can reach. Okay, if I plan to stop biting the sides of my nails, then why don't you try that? That could be a goal of ours.
It's not that I'm not trying. Like,
I'm just saying we can do it
together. 39 years I've slept the same way. 39 years. Even when I was pregnant, I was a side sleeper. And I was like, thank God. I'm not like a tummy sleeper. So I was like, that's good. But like, I mean, it's been 4 days. Like, you gotta give me a little grace on this journey.
I had a 9-pound like meatloaf like right here with Luna, and she was like, she really was heavy on the right side, and for some reason I was like, it felt like I'd keep going. So I was like, I felt like so comfortable on my back, which I know is like ideal.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get real sore here in a couple weeks, though.
Yes, we are.
Because what are we going to try?
We are going to try Shred 415! Woo! And today we have Kathleen in the studio, and she is going to be bringing Shred 415 to Louisville.
So, yay!
Welcome.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm excited to be here.
This is awesome.
And you're back in Louisville.
Yes.
Get your roots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Back with the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Shred 415 is a new concept to, I think, pretty much everybody here in Louisville. Can you tell us a little bit about what the concept is
and how it came about?
Yes.
Sure. So Shred 415 is an interval training workout alternating between cardio and weights every 15 minutes. So 4 15-minute intervals makes up a 60-minute class, hence the name Shred 415. Mm. It was started by two moms in Chicago in 2011. And they just wanted that efficient, effective workout that they weren't finding anywhere else. So they developed it in a couple months, opened the first studio in Lincoln Park, and had childcare because at the time they had three and two small kids. So it was kind of a no-brainer to have that family atmosphere. And since then, it's grown to about 16 studios as of last week.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. So we'll be the 17th
in the country. That's amazing. Okay.
Wow.
That's so cool.
And when was the first one again?
2011.
Wow, that's some fast growth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when did you take your first class, or when did you find this workout?
I took my first class in September, I think September 9th of 2014. Mm-hmm. And from that day, I was obsessed. I was planning my entire social calendar around taking classes. My roommate was as well. And then I just wanted to be a part of it. So I approached the owners for a job. And the only job available was in the childcare room at the studio I was going to in the Old Town neighborhood. So mm-hmm. I jumped on that. I worked in the kids' room, got free classes, worked the front desk, and eventually approached them to open here in Louisville. Back in 2014, I knew that Louisville would love it. They said no, unfortunately.
Yes.
But it all works out for a reason. So I ended up working for the corporate office directly with the owners for the last 3.5 years. So I've done marketing and retail and social media, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And so now we're ready to bring it here to Louisville, finally.
That is awesome. I love the first, it's like, no, but you kept working.
What I hear is not right now, not no forever. Is that what you're telling me?
Was it that kind of no where you're like, maybe I can convince you? Because you're putting in the time. You're putting in the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, people like me were approaching them weekly. Mm-hmm. Open in Denver, please open in Charleston. Everyone wanted to be a part of it and wanted to have a piece of that and introduce other people around the country to it. And it just took some time to build that infrastructure and experience.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean,
they're smart.
If they're two moms that are going at this and they've got kids and they've got families, I mean, it is super hard to try to find that balance of creating this one shop, let alone multiple shops. And then mm-hmm. when you start to franchise and you're like, I can give you my name and I can give you the book, but I don't know how it's going to go once you open those doors without me. I mean, I'm sure that there is a lot of like, are we ready? Can we do this? Are we doing mm-hmm. it the right way? So I can imagine having you, who has been there since day one in the childcare, you've seen
to the front desk,
every single phase of, you know, the structure of this company. I imagine those two were like, yes, Kathleen is our girl. She knows this business in and out. We trust her. Have Louisville.
Yes. They've been my biggest cheerleaders. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So I can't wait to have them here. They're going to come eventually.
Eventually. One day.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they won't want to leave.
Yeah.
Because exactly. that's what Louisville does to you. It sucks you in.
It does.
Yes.
It does. So mm-hmm. my fiance moved here with me and it took about a month, but from that day he was just sucked in. Like, he loves everything about Louisville, and it just took a few weeks, but he's totally all in now. So he's going to be the one that won't leave now.
Yeah. Oh,
navigating those two interstates is basically all you need to know.
Right.
Just manage the two loops. You got it.
Right.
You got it.
So going into a class at Shred 415, what can someone expect from start to finish with a class?
Sure. So everything's taken at their own pace. So whether you're walking, jogging, or running on that treadmill, it's all the speed that you choose. So no one's going to yell at you to increase your pace or be at a certain speed. It's all at your own level. Mm-hmm. And same thing on the floor. So those weights are all up to you. Everything is at your station for you, so you don't have to move around a lot. You're not wasting a lot of time. It's super efficient. Everyone only has an hour a day, if that, to work out. So I want it to be as efficient and easy to get to as possible.
So what do the weights start at?
They start at 5 pounds. And they go up to 45. Mm-hmm. But underneath that deck, there's 5, 8, 10, and 15.
Okay.
There's heavier weights up at the front if people would like to grab those. But the basic weights range from 5 to 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And is this something that, you know, if you're not, maybe you're just trying to get into fitness, maybe you're just trying to find your niche, is this something that a newbie can get into and feel comfortable in a class?
100%. Great. Yes. Newbies, triathletes, everywhere in between feel comfortable in classes because, like I said, you can walk the entire class, you can pick up the weights, or you don't have to pick up the weights. It's mm-hmm. all kind of what you want to do, and the instructor's just there to guide you and help you correct form if you are a newbie mm-hmm. and are confused about your squat form. They will be able to have that one-on-one attention with you and help you through that.
Cool.
So are the trainers or instructors, are they, they have credentials and are accredited?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all certified by a nationally accredited organization. And then they also do a boot camp with Shred 415 to learn a little bit more about our program and what makes us a little bit unique and how to teach that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And you have to speak to all levels. So that's great.
Yes. So every exercise on the floor, there's a modification that we give to whether if you need to scale it down or if you need to scale it up, those options are there.
Mm-hmm. Is that what drew you into to the program initially? Mm-hmm. Like, because it was so accommodating based on, you know, your level and everyone's level around you?
Definitely. I was an athlete growing up. I was a gymnast until about sophomore year of high school. And then going to college, that freshman 15, and then the senior 15 kind of caught up to me. So moving to Chicago after school, I wanted to find something to, you know, increase my confidence again, get back in that team sport environment and feel strong. And as soon as I found Shred 415, I knew that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But at the time, you know, my pace was about a 5.0 was my ending warm-up pace, which is just our baseline pace that you use throughout the entire class. And now it's about a 7.5. So throughout the last couple years, you know, increasing that pace, getting faster, getting stronger has been really amazing to see.
That's awesome.
And those little incremental growths are great to see.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about the community. Is it that you'll see in, or actually where you're moving into in Louisville. So tell me about that. Like, where are you located?
Yes. So we're located at Broadway and Baxter in the Highlands. 642 Broadway is our, 642 Baxter is our address, mm-hmm. But we're actually on the Broadway side. So okay. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Old Phoenixville Tavern.
Yes.
Perfect. We're right there.
Okay.
I know exactly where that is.
Same loud music and dim room, just you're sweating and working out instead of the other things.
Yes.
The other spectrum.
I totally get that now.
Yeah.
Same dim light and dark room. More uplifting, though.
Right.
More uplifting. Yes. Yes.
More empowering.
Yeah. Very positive, very empowering. The people are super motivational. You're going to walk in and see a smiling face every time. Eventually, we'll know everybody by name and mostly like your kids' names, too, when you drop them off in the kids' room and mm-hmm. chat about your last vacation or what you've got going on. Just really that welcoming atmosphere for all fitness levels. Everybody around Louisville hopefully can come and feel really safe to come into Shred 415.
Mm, isn't that's awesome. That's so important.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Do you have any restrictions on the age range for your child room?
It's 6 weeks to 13 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's,
yes.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty vast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you recommend bringing anything for the kids, like snacks, or is there anything that we need to know for the kids to bring in?
It is a peanut-free childcare, so no peanut mm-hmm. snacks, but if they want to have a snack during, it's great. Okay. We have like bouncy chairs for the littler ones, cool. Netflix for the older ones, and just kind of books and coloring. We have these really cute shredder coloring books.
Oh,
so they can draw their own shredder, and like it's really cool for the kids to see their parents exercising and moving their bodies and mm-hmm. being healthy mm-hmm. in that way. It just kind of helps reinforce that.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited to have you guys.
We're going to bring the whole crew.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is going to be, yeah, Zen kids. Like, go ahead.
Yeah. I've had it.
And a key point for me is how going from, like, so say you have to go back to work. Is there, like, showers available? Is there changing rooms available? Is there amenities and stuff like that?
Yes, definitely. I'm huge on that. So we have full locker rooms, 2 showers in the women's, 2 showers in the men's. We have blow dryers, dry shampoo, bobby pins, all the things would need yes. to get ready are there for you. And the women's restroom, I was standing in it yesterday, and it is huge. I had them add on to add an additional vanity, additional space, because I know how much we need.
Right.
That space in the morning, you don't want to be knocking elbows with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So. Especially when you come out of a class and you're sweaty. Like, once you get out of a room and you've showered, you're still trying to, like, not sweat.
Yes.
You know, and it's like humid usually in like no matter how great the ventilation is, like you're always feeling like you're just trying to like cool down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're like in a towel and you're like, listen, I'm sorry. You gotta air this out a little bit. Like
I mean, you do need space in a locker room too.
Mm-hmm. You do. Because you know, I mean
yeah, you know.
You don't want to be on top of each other trying to change your clothes.
Yeah. Elbow, butt cheek.
Right.
But we're all friends once
yeah,
we're
exactly.
shred,
yeah,
so it's fine.
Good.
But yeah, you'll have some breathing,
yes, and yeah. Which is kind of key.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to sell any apparel? What if you forget something? Is there stuff going to be on hand and available?
Yes, definitely. So I have some tennis shoes in case anyone, you know, randomly forgets their tennis shoes. We can just let people borrow those. But as far as our retail sales go, we partner with Lululemon and Nike to have some co-branded gear, which is really amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. The Lululemon stuff is awesome.
Right.
We also have like more T-shirt style, just like throw on sweatshirts.
Yes.
I brought you guys one.
No way, we get gifts.
Yay!
Oh, fun. Okay, well, definitely, you guys are going to love these when you see them.
Yes.
So cute.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're like dancing and like, but it's a cute little graphic tee that says Lou on it and Shred. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's
fun.
Good. Yeah, so that's fun. Awesome. Throw over stuff, foam rollers, which I know you guys are using.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hate them, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Hats, water bottles. We sell food and beverage as well. So waters and then recovery drinks and those apple sauce squeezers for the kids.
Oh yeah.
And those protein bars and stuff. I mean, I get those applesauce.
Yeah, they're delicious.
When they're ice cold, sometimes they're delicious.
They're refreshing.
I know.
So, okay, you're opening up this this branch, the Louisville branch.
Yes.
Before you decided to do this, what did you find the most challenging layer that you participated in Shred 415? So what job did you were like, wow, this is tricky, or that you feel like maybe you've learned the most from being in that position?
That is a great question. Hmm. I've had a few.
Okay.
But I think the retail piece was probably the most challenging to learn for me. When I quit my full-time career to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I worked part-time in Anthropologie. So that was my first retail experience. At the same time, I was working part-time at Shred 415 in the corporate office doing some social media. And then our retail director decided to go back to her corporate job. So that space was available. I jumped at it. You know, probably not as qualified as I should have been, but I wanted it, and I knew I could work hard and figure it out. So figuring out the retail piece of the merchandising, the wholesaling, tagging, inventory, all of the things was a big learning curve, but I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
And now I kind of know
that
piece of the business that I didn't know before.
It is a really tricky game. I mean, inventory alone, it's like, should have its own job. Like, you need your own assistant. Figure what barcode is that? Where are you putting that? I mean, it is. There's a lot that goes in with that. So I don't blame you at all. I mean, that's tricky, tricky.
Yeah.
So what have you learned in opening your own space? I mean, I know like corporate. Yes, there's probably a good playbook that they give you, you know, some guidelines and whatnot. But what have you found about yourself that you're like, wow, I didn't know I could do that.
Wow, I had a tool in my toolbox and I didn't know it was there.
I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, that's another great question. I guess, you know, finding a team is a really big piece of building any business. And being able to navigate the hiring process and really pick out people that will be on your team and be cheerleaders and also that would support you, I think that's been a good surprise that I've been able to find that more easily than I thought.
That's great.
So the people have been really great.
How has delegating tasks been for you?
It's a challenge. I mean, it's my, even though it is a franchise, it is still my baby. And I want to oversee everything and make sure everything's perfect. However, we were talking about this earlier. You can't be perfect at everything and you have to train and trust your people. And so I think I found some really great people that I can trust and that's learn great. To delegate more as we open.
That's trust awesome. Yourself too.
Yes.
Like, it's a trust yourself. I've got to trust my instincts in this person and hope for the best. Yeah, totally. They fall, you're going to be there for them.
Yeah. Right. And people will make mistakes, but it's better to, you know, train them and explain, maybe we should have done it this way than reprimand or be, you know, that's just never good. No
judgy.
One likes that.
Yeah. That's a great point. And there's a book that we're sharing with Kathleen from our favorite, Brené Brown, called Dare to Lead. And there's some really great
nuggets
of wisdom, especially when it comes to operating with a team that you're trying to encourage, but you're also like, listen, we're all on the same team. We're all going forward. But how are we going to all move pretty much at the same pace to get there? So this is, I mean, it's great that at this stage, before you've even opened your doors, that you are so aware that having a good team is a vital part to your success.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think you're going to go really far.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I have that Dare to Lead book in my Amazon cart right now.
Okay, good. Yes. You'll love
it.
It's great.
I listened on Audible and I have read it and it's a little bit different. So I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to do that.
Did you have a preference for one or the other?
Because she does say a little bit of different things in the Audible. She will say, like, for my listeners, this is for you. So she's gone into different like little things. You can kind of tell like she puts the book down and like speaking directly. So I thought that was really cool. But I like the book because I like to write things down. But in Audible, which I just discovered this yesterday, you can take notes. I know.
That's so smart.
That's what I said. Okay. You can clip a part of it.
Interesting.
Like push the word clip. It's like on the far right. Write a note. And it saves that 30 second to 15 second little clip of your note.
That's
and it,
amazing.
It links it to it. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, because there was a part that I wanted to share with a friend. It was Amazon, so duh.
Right, they've got it figured out.
Of course. Mean,
what question? When you are reading a book and you're listening to it on Audible, Do you like pick up from the page you leave off on either platform?
No. It's all at different paces. Yeah. I know. And it's weird that I do that, but I only do that with books that are actually read by the author. Oh, okay. I cannot do it with people that aren't read. You know what I'm saying? Because I can hear their voice. So when I'm and reading,
you're like, that's
it,
not what you're telling me. Yeah,
like I can't wait to listen and read Michelle Obama's because she read it. So I'm like, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. But so
yeah, okay, interesting. So do you essentially read it twice?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
because I feel like and this is kind of going on a tangent, but I feel like I am visual, but I'm also auditory. So I think it's like both.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I retain things a lot better.
Yeah, it really gets stuck in there.
It really gets stuck in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's great.
That's just my opinion. So then I can go back through and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this. You know, recall those parables right. that we talk about so much. And I think you're really going to love it. And then you're going to get totally on the Brené Brown bandwagon. You're going to wear the t-shirt. You're going to hold the flag just like us.
Yes.
And then we're all going to go and like
walk down the Highlands with our sons.
Brené, come to all. Speaking of being in the Highlands, why did you pick that location to plant Shred 415?
I love the neighborhood. I always have. It has such a great energy. The community there is really tight as well. And I still remember it to this day, the moment we pulled up to that space. It was still under construction, but I saw it. I saw the parking lot. And I said, this is it. Let's go. Like, let's just kind of... I just had a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And so far, so good.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's true, because the parking lot is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't want to drive, if you're arriving late to class, and you don't want to circle the block 1,000 times looking for a parking spot.
Right. Mm-hmm. And parking in the Highlands is tough.
Yeah.
Very.
So I'm glad to be able to offer that, to be like, one less thing to worry about.
One less thing.
Oh, that's great.
Because sometimes when you show up to places, you're like, oh, then I have to think about a parking spot? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I couldn't make it a big city.
Did you have other places in mind, or did you know the Highlands is where you really wanted to be?
We looked around a little bit elsewhere. You know, St. Matthew's is great. Out here in Prospect, my aunt is dying for me to bring one out here.
We'll see. I mean, like there's lots more parking out here.
There's a lot more parking, yes.
I know, right?
That is key. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we did look all over Louisville, and there's definitely opportunity for more Shred 415s, assuming that this first one is as big of a hit as I think it's going to be. So
I think we'll see. I mean, you have a great vibe. You've got a great mission. It's going to go far.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm excited.
I know. Can't wait.
Yay.
So we like to end our show with a couple questions to really get to know our guests.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous.
Oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry. None of these are hard. They're all just, they're fun. What is your favorite emoji right now?
Ooh.
It's a good one.
The kiss emoji.
Mm. Oh, wait. There's
with
two.
The floating heart, the pink heart?
The one that's kissing, because my fiance and I are getting married in 94 days.
Okay.
And so I just did the countdown last night.
Opening a new business and then you're just going ahead and getting married.
Sure.
That's great. Yeah, why not? That's
good. It's been great.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to plan a wedding either. Although nowadays, I feel like it may be, there's a little bit more hype, but I planned mine in 6 months. I don't know, but how long did it take you?
Not that long. I just didn't care.
Me neither. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
What are your colors? I was like,
I hated that question.
I like yellow. Can we do yellow?
These are the flowers that are on sale, so these are the colors.
Mm-hmm. I had sticks coming out of like jars, and like that was my flowers. I was like, well, let's go with that.
Yeah. I had lemons and limes in the vases.
I had lemons too.
Did you?
No.
Yeah. And Gerber daisies.
That's so cute.
I think the flowers are probably the least expensive thing that we spent money on in my wedding.
As it should be.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, we just weren't fancy.
No.
Like, those kind of details weren't important to us.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, how good's the food? Let's not run out of alcohol and don't skimp on a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the pictures you'll have forever, the good times will last on the dance floor.
Yes.
All the things.
I'm going to throw in the band.
Yeah, that was one of the first things we booked. And who's your band?
The company band. They're local here in Louisville.
Oh, cool.
And they're just like a wedding band.
That's great.
Live bands are so fun.
They are so fun.
We had a live band. And we had a DJ. We had both because, you know, when the band takes a break, you need kind of like a music interlude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had like a little guitarist to like start the... I know, it was a nice... We had like meatballs and cheese and crackers, but we had like... We had all the music you'd ever want.
Yes!
I know. It was really... an open bar. I'm like, well, fill up on cheese and crackers.
We had fish tacos and chicken on a stick. So we're like, who doesn't love meat on a stick. These are chicken skewers. They're so good.
Oh, my God.
We Everybody
were
the,
We were yeah. already meant to be.
I know, right?
We were just so low budget.
Like, it's fine.
But, yeah, we blew it out of Aurora.
We totally did. I remember. This is so embarrassing. Okay, so we had our ceremony in one location and then the reception at a different spot. Mm-hmm. And I had already rented the chairs for the ceremony. So I was like, and the reception came with chairs, but one of my friends was like, you cannot have, these are folding chairs. And I'm like, who cares? She's like, are you going to drape them? I'm like, nope. Should I? She's like, oh my gosh, Hannah, it's your wedding. You have to drape your chairs. And I'm like, I don't really care that much about it. So I was like, okay, I already rented the chairs for the ceremony and they're like the nice folded white chairs. We'll just bring those over to the ceremony.
I have a, okay.
So mm-hmm. I didn't, unbeknownst to me until after the whole wedding went down, that there was a call that came in saying that we couldn't get the chairs from the reception or from the ceremony to the reception, and you're going to need to pay for a set of chairs. I didn't know any of this went down, but my maid of honor took care of it and whatever, but she was so mad, like, afterward, and I found out. I'm like, what? And she's like, who just decides that you don't need two sets of chairs? I was like, I didn't think it was that, but they said they could do it. I don't know why it was a big deal. And, I mean, just, it was like a whole thing, but
I thought you were going to say, like, you asked your guest as they got up, can you bring your chair? I was like, okay, that's something you would put it in the trunk of your car and then drive here.
And just put it down wherever you want to sit down. It's fine. It's good. Bring your own seat. It's good. Yeah. No, we ended up having, it worked out, but, like, I didn't realize there was such a debacle because I was getting massaged at the time that the phone call came in. So, like, they were all handling it. Like,
what a great maid of honor.
Yeah. I mean, she totally took care of it. And I was like, okay.
So how many dresses did you try on before you found the one?
Probably like less than 10. I'm pretty low key.
Yeah.
Find something you like and move forward. I know. You got a checklist.
Yeah.
Or you got to have a to-do list. Just check it off.
Mm-hmm. Don't go back and look at it and be like, oh, I didn't like that. No, it's fine.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
I loved it once. I'm going to love it again.
Exactly.
I have my fitting next week. I'm really excited.
Ooh, fine. Ooh,
yeah, I can't wait. I always like that. Although, when I had my plate, you know, they say, okay, bride and groom go first, you know, get your plate. And like, literally, I'm, like, going to get a meatball, and it drapes all down my dress. Like, and I was like, and Lena hands me a knife. He goes, hey, we're married now. And I still haven't dry cleaned it. It still has the meatball stain all down the front of it. I was like, yeah, that's about right.
That's awesome. I love it.
It
is funny because you spend so much time trying not to get the dress dirty.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets ruined.
It gets destroyed.
Your dress will be destroyed.
There's like a cocktail flip where you're like, I don't care. This is great. And the next morning you're like, oh my God, this dress is
a hole.
I mean, like, it's. It's funny.
You treat it like a shirt from Forever 21.
Right.
That's what you start
Well, you're never going to wear it again. So.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
I mean, like, what am I going to do with this?
I did see, have you guys seen this floating around Facebook where there's, like, there are parties where you can wear your wedding dress to the party?
I can't melt. Well, that is cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want to dig mine out again.
Mine's in a box. Like, we boxed it. But it still has, like, the layer of film, like, the gray stuff on the bottom of it. Yeah, it's so gross.
Me too.
That never came out. And I was like, oh, well, once you put it in the box, it's just safe, right? Like, it just goes in there and you're fine.
Mine's still hanging in the back. You know that when you button?
Or bustle.
You bustle. Mm-hmm. When you bustle it. My bustle, like, it looked really pretty, like, for, like, 4 hours. And then at that fifth hour, it was, like, a train wreck. And I was sitting, like, waiting for the limo in the parking lot. And it just, like, it's just shredded. The train is shredded. And I was like,
oh. Well, you're like, okay.
Hope my daughter doesn't ever want this.
Yeah.
No, who does?
I have your veil. You can cut out a piece of the dress, make it if you want. It's fine. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
My aunt showed me my grandmother's wedding dress last week.
Oh.
And that was really cool.
Like, timeless, I bet.
Yeah. Very yellow after 50-some odd years.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
It is. It's like a time hop.
Yeah.
And no one's ever going to wear it again. It's just, you pull it out every time somebody gets married and you put it back in the box and there you go.
Aww. And you're off to go.
Yeah.
Does she like, do you think like a picture or do you try it on or do you any kind of ceremonial thing or is it just?
No, it's very tiny. I didn't even want to try it on for the fear that I would rip it or something.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, wow, grandma.
That lace.
They were a lot smaller back then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they probably had more like girdles that, like the ones that you tie, you know,
like,
I mean,
dislocate ribs. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's true.
Not the eye hook closures.
Tie that stuff.
Okay, so how can everyone find you?
Yes. They can find us at shred415.com/locations/Highlands or on Instagram and Facebook at shred415Highlands.
Mm. Okay, we'll link all of that. But
yeah, fantastic.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can't wait. Blast.
You guys are going to love it.
Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.